Renee Marie arrives at the Walton Arts Center on Friday, October 14th, 2011, and opens the 2011-2012 jazz season at the Walton Arts Center. She's received several awards throughout her career, including Best International Jazz Vocal CD by the Academy of Jazz in Paris. Renee has scored multiple times on the Billboard charts and has appeared at major jazz festivals in the U.S., abroad, including the prestigious Women in Jazz Festival, the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, the Spoleto Festival in Charleston, South Carolina, at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, and even in China at the Shanghai Jazz Festival. Miss Marie's latest album, Voice of My Beautiful Country, includes traditional folk songs like O Shenandoah, John Henry, a Dave Brubeck composition, and even a tune by the Jefferson Airplane. The CD's title, Voice of My Beautiful Country, is served by renditions of America the Beautiful, even though it's in 5/4 time, and also tunes like My Country, Tis of Thee. The CD closes by joining two very well-known compositions, Lift Every Voice and Sing, to the Star-Spangled Banner. The choice of the seemingly conventional material probably deserves some further illumination. Renee Marie, thank you so much for joining me.
I couldn't help chuckling as you were talking about it, so I'm happy to provide any illumination that I can. It was a challenge, and it was also a real kick to be able to think of those traditional tunes outside the box. You know, of course, I knew I wanted to keep the lyrics, but I thought about how they might sound differently and impact me differently if I took a totally different melody and put it to it. So I had a lot of fun, and I really loved putting America the Beautiful in 5/4, because once I stripped away the original melody, the lyrics just, I got this image of open spaces, of course. I mean, it gives you that. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. You know, purple mountains, majesty. And so when I stripped away the original melody, then the 5/4 timing came to me, because I like 5/4. To me, it's a very mobile time signature. In other words, it's not that predictable 4/4. So you do it in 5/4, you count to 4, and then there's one additional beat, which to me propels you into the next measure, and then into the next measure. And that was the image I had, was driving cross country, you know.
Oh, beautiful. For spacious sky.
Reminds me of Native American music.
Yeah, a very interesting connection, too. I mean, when we're speaking of America, I have read that you grew up listening to really everything except jazz.
That's absolutely true. My dad played everything except jazz, you know, so I'm not partial to jazz. I love it as I do all other kinds of music that I listen to. I remember discovering jazz when I was 17 and listening to, going to see Lady Sings the Blues.
Oh, with Diana Ross.
I didn't even know. Yeah, right. That's why I went.
Not Billie Holiday.
Right. I didn't even know who Billie Holiday was.
Uh-huh.
I loved Diana Ross, and so I went, and I was blown away. And I left the theater and went straight to the music store and bought as much Billie Holiday music as I could. It was my maiden voyage into the arena of jazz.
It sounds as though music has been a part of your life for a long time. Did you always sing, or was that?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
As a little kid, you know, I was raised in a segregated community under Jim Crow laws, and so we went to an all-black school. both my parents were teachers, and one of the things that we were expected to do was if anyone came to the house or if as a family we went somewhere to a community gathering, you better be able to get up on the stage and recite some poetry or sing a song or do some theatrical piece or something to, you know, prove to everybody that you had some value to the I was 10 years old when I realized I think I could do this.
Well, it's apparent that, you know, you've really discovered and defined yourself through your music. It's a deep unfolding, not just of your art, but of your life.
And, right.
And I know you've sung in recent years about such themes as broken homes, culture wars between the North and the South, sexual victimization. Those are not typically things that people will address, and they're not casual things. You know what I mean? When people relate to music as entertainment, it sometimes precludes wanting to deal with controversial issues. Not always, of course.
I think music is the tray upon which you can offer those difficult topics. It reaches the heart. It seems to have a more direct way of reaching the heart when the message is, what's the word? It's easier. It's more palatable. So it's a shame that these topics are not addressed. And I think they are addressed in other genres. But the jazz,
You're right.
It ain't no more.
Strange Fruit comes to mind, of course. And
oh, yes.
I mentioned to you that my dear friend, and obviously yours as well, Bruce Barth, helped you with your recordings on Max Jazz. I guess you co-produced four recordings on Max Jazz label?
It was four on Max Jazz, yes.
Wonderful recordings, each and every one. And,
wow,
and,
thank you.
I know that Vertigo, one of those Max Jazz recordings, was awarded the Coronet ranking by the Penguin Guide to Jazz, a distinction that has not been given to that many jazz recordings, and congratulations with that. You have your brand new recording, Black Lace Freudian Slip. I love that name. And you've turned the corner here as far as this is almost all original music, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There are 13 tunes on the CD, and 10 of them are mine.
What can we expect to hear from you on October 14th here in Northwest Arkansas?
We'll probably do some songs from Black Lace Freudian Slip, and then we'll do the sweet voice of my beautiful country, because I really love doing that.
So some tunes that people will know and some tunes that maybe people never have heard, originals, covers. It sounds like it's going to be a great program, Renee. Have you been to Arkansas before? Have you performed here?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's about time.
I know. I've never been to Arkansas.
Tell me a little about the band, and I'll let you go.
The name of the group is Experiment in Truth. So that's pretty much what we do, kind of experiment with our own truth and then with our collective truth up there on the stage, musically speaking.
That's a great name. Renee Marie, thank you so much. I'm just looking so forward to you and your group's first performance in Northwest Arkansas.
It's been my pleasure. I look forward to meeting you now here.
A good girl and sing standards all nice and sweet. Yes, I know what swing is, but for me the thing is incomplete. And I mean it, I won't compete.